Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1559. Why Mental Well-Being Starts with Putting Your Trainers On, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday and happy 1st of December, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you. Now, it is the middle of the week, and so, like I do every Wednesday, I want to provide you with a little bit of inspiration. Well, actually, today's quote's not so much inspirational, but rather informational, I guess. Here we go. Quote, "Listening to uninformed people is worse than having no answers at all." Ray Dalio. All right, now today's article actually touches on something I discussed in my commentary from Monday's episode, which was episode 1557. That's where I was talking about the benefits of exercise on the brain. Now, if you didn't catch that episode, I think you're going to find it very interesting, you know, based on my unbiased, completely impartial opinion. Anywho, hopefully you listened to Monday's episode, but if you haven't, I'm going to go ahead and continue on and get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Why Mental Well-Being Starts with Putting Your Trainers On, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We've all had those days where we've been in a bit of a funk, been disappointed by an outcome, or let down by a friend. One of the quickest and easiest ways to get back on track is to put on your trainers and head out for a walk. Exercise, especially in a green space, has been shown to help alleviate stress, reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression, and elevate mood, which is why making a regular walk a habit and something to look forward to can help elevate your stress resistance. Better still, choosing to participate in a variety of different physical activities elevates mood and improves memory and cognition. How does exercise help brain health and mental well-being? Well, exercise increases cerebral blood flow, providing extra oxygen and nutrients for the brain. While the brain accounts for around 2% of our total body weight, it consumes 20% of all the energy we put into our body. 2/3 of the brain's energy is used by our neurons to send electrical messages, and the remaining 1/3 is used for brainy housekeeping and maintenance to keep our neurons in top shape. Additionally, exercise stimulates the release of growth factors essential to neuronal health, increases the release of our feel-good hormones like serotonin, dopamine, and other endorphins, and promotes the process of neurogenesis, which is the production and survival of new neurons. But wait, there's more. Exercise helps to reduce stress by reducing levels of adrenaline and cortisol, the body's stress hormones. As stress levels drop, muscular tension starts to go down, and we start to feel a whole lot better. Exercise can be used as a useful way to clear the mind of worrying thoughts and help us to focus on more pleasant things. Listening to music while exercising adds to the beneficial effect, with the bonus that we will continue to exercise for longer and, depending on the rhythm and the beat, at a faster pace. Exercise is neuroprotective. Regular exercise over the longer term has the additional benefit of reducing the brain shrinking that normally occurs with age. This means retaining your gray matter, in particular the number of neurons in the hippocampus, the area of the brain associated with learning and memory, and white matter, which also helps protect against cognitive decline. What if you're allergic to exercise? If the thought of wearing Lycra breaks you out in a rash, or you just don't consider yourself sporty, that's okay, because the amount of exertion required to benefit is termed moderate. This means working hard enough to get your heart and breathing rate up. However, if walking with a friend, you'll still be able to enjoy holding a conversation. It all counts. If exercise really isn't your thing, call it something else and find a physical activity you do enjoy. This could be dancing, cycling to the shops, throwing a ball for the dog in the park, even renovating the spare bedroom. Rather than worrying about how many minutes you are exercising, staying active for as much time as possible is what counts. Over the week, aim to spend 150 minutes being active. And if life gets in the way of your intentions, remember, spending some time exercising is always better than doing none. Start low and stay safe. This is part of your life plan for better brain and mental health. So if you haven't been doing any regular exercise for a while, get a checkup from your doctor first if you're over 40. Otherwise, aim to start with 10 to 15 minutes. You can always build from there, but this will minimize the risk of injury. Exercise is good for sleep. Regular exercise has the bonus effect of improving your sleep pattern. Getting a good night's sleep is well recognized as being very important for mood, emotional regulation, and reducing cognitive fatigue. The best time for exercise is the time you do it. The benefit to the brain follows the exercise, so if possible, keep your workout to the earlier part of the day or during your lunch break. If the only time is later in the day, that's fine too, but try to avoid vigorous activity too close to bedtime, since this can impair sleep. But a gentle form of exercise such as yoga is fine. Finding it hard to face exercise? If you're feeling stressed, anxious, or depressed, it's not unusual to not want to exercise. However, if you can try to get out and move, even if it's just for 5 minutes, that's a great start. And once you start to feel better, it's far easier to find the motivation to continue. Be prepared. Just like the Boy Scouts, preparation is the key to minimize the risk of procrastination, excuses, or stories we tell to justify why we weren't successful in getting to our intended activity. So here are some suggestions. 1. Put your trainers and your sports kit ready by the front door, so you're all set to go. 2. Choose to exercise with a friend. It's much easier to get out when you know your exercise buddy will be waiting for you. Plus, it's more fun exercising with a friend. 3. Get a dog. They're always ready to head out for that next walk. And 4. Mix it up. Variety keeps life interesting, so why not try a couple of aerobic sessions at the gym, playing tennis, or riding your bike interspersed with some stretching and resistance or weight training. Maintaining our mental health in a world that's increasingly busy, complex, and full of different challenges has never been more important. The best gift you can ever give yourself is the promise to include the lifestyle habit of exercise. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Mental Well-Being Starts with Putting Your Trainers On," by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It was really hard to not laugh when I was reading the first paragraph of Dr. Brox's article to you. And it was only because it was like she was perfectly recalling a day that I had recently. Dr. Brox said that we've all had those days where we've been in a bit of a funk, been disappointed by an outcome, or let down by a friend. Well, recently, I had a day that started off great. I had no meetings scheduled for once. I had planned to really be productive and finish writing a manuscript I was working on, catch up on my grading, prepare for next week's lectures, maybe even watch a bit of the football game in the evening. Well, all of that quickly got derailed after I read my morning emails. All at once, I received disappointing news, was let down by a friend, all of which immediately put me in a funk. Now, I grinned and bared it, trying to put out these little fires that I didn't see coming. But by the time the noon hour rolled around, I hadn't checked anything off of my actual to-do list. The morning was totally lost to these new issues that popped up. And by noon, I was mentally fried. Luckily, I recognized that I was in no mood to look at another email and decided I needed to remove myself from the situation and work out. Now, in the beginning, during my warm-up, I couldn't stop thinking about how I should probably get back to my computer and at least try to accomplish one of the things from my actual to-do list. But by the time my warm-up was over, those thoughts were gone, and I was able to just focus my attention on the workout. By the time I was done with the entire workout, I felt much more energized, focused, and accomplished. Separating myself from the situation allowed me to clear my mind, get some perspective, and attack my to-do list with efficiency. Plus, the active exercise, don't forget, forces the brain to receive more oxygen and more nutrients to allow us to think more clearly. And it was just what I needed. Oh, and I was still able to finish everything in time to catch the football game that night. All right, that does it for me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a very happy start to your month. And I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show, where optimal life awaits.